My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP coming up later this hour. Mike Loxley, head football coach at the University of Maryland, joins us. They're coming off a big win against Connecticut. They've got Michigan State next, so we'll talk to him at 9:45. But right now, joining us is the president and general manager of the Washington Nationals, Mike Rizzo. He is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Hello, Mike.
So, Mike, I know not a lot of your players will play fantasy football. You don't engage in that, do you?
I don't. I really don't know how it works. And I've never been asked to play by them. So yeah, no.
JP, he's too busy building a real team. He doesn't have to be dorks like us and build a pretend team.
It is a great point.
Yeah, you know, that'd be like asking JP to host another radio show afterwards.
It's a real baseball team. It's every day of the year.
It's true, but he's got players, and they're like NFL players have fantasy teams.
I know, but they're players. He's crafting the entire organization with his hands with the help of a bunch of other people. He doesn't want to go make a fake football team like this.
I don't think it's that outrageous. You've been to when Zim would host the event.
Yeah,
a fantasy football draft.
Correct.
You've been to the event.
I have
a team.
I have.
I don't think it's outrageous to think maybe Mike would have been invited and had a team.
Kind of funny.
I think Cakes brings up a good point, actually. You got your hands full, don't you, Mike?
Not a lot of time for that, but it does look fun. Those guys get after it, and they really enjoy it. So it must be pretty cool. But it seems like more work than I think I want to put into it.
Yeah, it is a pain in the ass. Believe me, Mike, it's a pain in the ass. I don't even do it anymore. So, dude, we were talking about this. Like Corbin at the end, I mean, he's pitching his ass off here the last couple months, right? I know you're just going to say he's attacking the strike zone and he's not walking guys. Like, I know that's what you're going to say, but I mean, is that all it is? Is it that simple?
Yeah, I mean, he's changed a few things up too. You know, his velocity from his peak years has been down a couple of miles an hour. So I think this year, especially the second half of this year, he's kind of pitched a different way. You know, he's developed a cut fastball to counteract the right-handed hitters, and he throws that slow curveball to go along with change of speeds on the slider. So, you know, I think he figured out he has to do something different, and he's been kind of morphing into a different type of pitcher where, you know, he's not that power guy that's striking out, you know, 10 batters per nine anymore like he was at his at the height of his career. So he's kind of changed it to a pitch more to contact. He goes deeper in the games and you know, tries to keep the ball off the barrel of the bat. So I think you know, kudos to him for making adjustments, you know, as his you know, as he got older and his velocity hasn't been as good as it was in the past.
Since that disaster in Arizona, Mike, with a 17 zippy, where he gave up 10 runs, he's had, it looks like, six starts, and his ERA in those last six starts is about 3.6, something like that. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, he's stuck it to a pretty good Yankees lineup and pitched a terrific game. So, yeah, I think he's feeling good about himself right now. And like I said, he's given us a chance to win the last couple of months. So and like we've always said about him, he takes the ball all the time and he's a good mentor to the rest of the young stars that we have.
So Bears Valuga has a really good column about Darren Baker, Dusty Baker's son, finally making it to big league. Got to hit his first at bat. 25 years old, maybe a little bit older than most guys to get their first shot in the majors. Tell us about his game.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the age that most normal college players get to the big leagues. You know, 24, 25, he was a 2021 draft. I think we took him in the 10th round. Yeah, we took him out of high school with the thought that he was probably going to go to Berkeley and play college baseball. But I've known the kid for a long time. He's a wonderful, got great makeup. He's a wonderful kid. But also he knows how to play the game. He's got a high baseball IQ. He's a good runner. He's a good base stealer. A contact hitter that can play several positions for us. And, we see him as a guy that can be, a big part of the future for us, being a complementary player to the other guys that we have in the system.
Hmm. So this is not just a charity September call up. This is a guy that can definitely be a role player in the future.
He was on a 17-game hitting streak.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the guy hit 290 two years in a row in Triple A. He's got 738 or something stolen bases. Been only caught five times and has moved around. We play him at second base for the most part, but he's also played left field, center field, and we can move him around the diamond a little bit. So, yeah, he's got He's got speed to come off the bench. He's got versatility and gives Davey a lot of options on lineup construction and mid game substitutions gives him the chance to do what he wants to do with the rest of the roster. So there's no charity call ups in this game. It's just it's too valuable of a roster spot to do a favor for. This kid's been this kid's proven himself at every level and played very, very well at AAA for almost two seasons. So he's earned the right to get that big league uniform on. And it was a fun phone call to make to Dusty to tell him that his kid was coming to the big leagues.
That's awesome. What was Dusty's reaction?
So Dusty was so he was just watching those guys play at Lehigh Valley, which is on the east coast of the country, and flew back flew back home and was actually scouting a game for the Giants in San Francisco when I called him, and he must not have heard the phone call, so he didn't answer it, and then he called me back about 5 minutes later. He goes, "Did you just call me?" I said, "Yeah," and. Said, "What's going on? How you know?" Just kind of chit chatting, and I in a roundabout way told him that Darren was coming to the big leagues, but you can't tell him because we're going to tell him tomorrow in front of the team and that type of thing. So he was, I think he was choked up. There was some awkward silence for a minute or two, and then he was scrambling to make travel arrangements to get he and his wife out to Washington. So it was fun.
Mike, so Davey has moved Cruz up to lead off, and he's dropped CJ. You know, I love CJ, but he's struggled over the last couple months. Just give me your thoughts on the, moving him down and then Cruz at the top.
Yeah, I think I don't put a lot of a thought into where these guys are hitting at this point. We're just trying to figure out, you know, what their strengths and weaknesses are as a hitter. And I think lineup construction is going to be key for us, you know, going into the next year. So I think we need to find out who's, you know, who can hit where and what makes this lineup the most, you know, most dangerous that we can make it. So I think that you'll see a bunch of players hitting a bunch of different spots, for the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season. And we're going to evaluate where we're at and see what is the best lineup that gives us a consistent, gives us a consistent chance to score a lot of runs. So it may change, lefty versus righty, and it may change, throughout the course of the rest of the season, just to kind of get a feel for where we're going to be at and where we want to start this thing off. I know that that both of those guys are going to hit at or near the top of the lineup when it's all said and done, and I think that it's going to make the lineup more dynamic than it has so far this year.
Hey, Mike, have you made arrangements yet to be at the Bears-Commanders game in late October when your Bears come to town? You get to see the number one and number two pick face off against each other.
I will probably be in attendance. Yes, I was in attendance last year, and it was a good day for the Bears. So
it was a good day. Yeah,
it was a really good day.
Did you tailgate?
We got there kind of not real tailgate. We just kind of opened up the trunk of the car and had a few beers, and we brought a big sandwich. So not for too long. We didn't do the grilling and all that stuff, which I like to do. But it was a beautiful day, and it was a fun day of football, and the seats I get from Harrelin were wonderful. So.
I'm sure they were.
All right, Mike. We will talk to you next week.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Mike Rizzo, President GM of your Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local. Bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. I know we talked about this last week, but I saw two different articles really citing the same source, and it was an MLB insider who said the Nationals are a player for Juan Soto.
I know. I read that, too.
They listed four teams. And the three teams besides the Nationals were ones that you would expect, the big money teams.
I read it too. I still can't find a scenario where the learners come up with the money.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I just don't.
Seems like
a
stretch.
They're going to pay more than what they offered last time when they had the red line.
It didn't really have any hard data in the article.
More speculative. Right. It's just that, Rizzo rolled out the red carpet, kind of what Matt was alluding to in Drabby.
Brought up Cruz
and everybody
to show Soto.
When everybody, got along great right. and everything. But it's more of a feel-good story than I think it is a reality.
Yeah. It was interesting.
It would be incredible if it happened. I'd be the biggest cheerleader for it. Like, who cares? Spend the money. I don't care.
Yeah, I just don't.
Nothing to me.
Not your money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's nothing to me.
I don't see Mark Lerner, you know, putting up 500 mil.
No, I don't think so.
Coming up next, EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.